Well, at first, we Ugandans thought it was a joke that a military general can become a cabinet official in a multi-party government or system. Now, we thought that wouldn't actually be actualized. It was pushed on and pursued by President Museveni until actually the general became a minister, was when yesterday after Parliament had approved him last week. Now, for Parliament, it was very, very disturbing that the Appointments Committee actually approved him, because we had made it so clear to them, informed them, and directed them to the right legal provisions. And we thought they would reason it out legally. Unfortunately, I think political influence overwhelmed them, and they lost it 13 votes against 6. It was terrible.
Some Ugandans I hear are saying that what President Museveni has done contravenes the constitution or undermines the constitution, and it's an impeachable offense. What do you say to that?
Yes, it indeed undermines the constitution. I would certainly back whoever thinks President Museveni should be impeached for abrogating the constitution, because this level and degree of impunity must be rejected with all the disgrace it deserves. Well, there is no way we can see the same regime that saw the promulgation of the 1995 constitution with the same people abrogate the same constitution. And Ugandans spend so much in retaining this regime. So how can it be the same people to rape our constitution? It's unfortunate, and President Museveni should regret this very act. Certainly, we plan to go to court and challenge it in court, but also, if there are any sentiments of impeachment, certainly we support them.
So when will you and other opposition members of parliament go to court to seek redress of this act?
That will certainly be done tomorrow, because we think, if anything, we should have done it. We didn't think that they would rush to have the meeting over the weekend. We thought nobody does that over the weekend, but indeed you can see there was a sinister motive that they had even to rush and swear the ministers over the weekend. Now, so we shall certainly proceed this very week, and therefore tomorrow will be in the Constitutional Court.
So what is the message here?
Ugandans must see the degree of the disrespect of the rule of law and the emperor mentality of our leader. And this certainly sends a very dangerous message that indeed we are heading for the worst, that every other day the regime gets more dictatorial. And therefore, we must be politically awake, raise our antennas high, and follow every beat that this government unleashes on its nation or on its people. And therefore, also begin working for change. The earlier we see this regime out, the better for our country.